This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Two Dudes in a Kitchen with Tyler Florence
and Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Well, welcome into another episode of Two Dudes in a Kitchen. It's Wells Adams alongside Chef Tyler Florence. You still in Mississippi, dude?
Yeah, man. I'm here in beautiful Biloxi, Mississippi for a couple of more days. We're actually going to go to Pascagoula. We're starting shooting again tomorrow. I've had 2 days off here. I wish I could flip my camera around because I'm literally right on the gorgeous Gulf of Mexico. And today is a rare sunny day because like the weather here has been up and down every single day. It's either just the first kiss of spring or torrential rain blowing sideways and it's 45 degrees. So it's been kind of one or the other. But listen, rainy days make really good television, but it's been really fun. So great food truck race, season 17. We're right in the middle of it right now. This season is going to air on Food Network in June. And this is going to be episode 4 of where we are. But yeah, right on the coast, lots of really good crab and oysters and soft shell crab and lovely people. And we're going from, we went from like really good barbecue in Texas to like Creole-y stuff in Louisiana. And now we're getting to like deep South. So which is my territory. I grew up in South Carolina. So I'm here for it.
Very nice. I don't know if I told you, Tyler, but I'm trying to do dry February.
You didn't make dry January?
No. I didn't.
Was it a damp January?
It was a very rainy January.
Super rainy. Yeah.
Literally in Los Angeles. And then also.
Who wants to like not drink in like the coldest, most miserable month of the year?
Exactly. You know what I mean? So I decided, you know, let's wait until February. But I've been doing really well. I've lost a bunch of weight, actually, which is one of the. I'm not as happy at night, but I look better in the mirror, which is important. But I think one of the most important things to doing a dry whatever month is replacing the beer or the wine or whatever it is with something else that makes it kind of special. Because if you just replace it with water, it gets kind of boring. And so I've been actually replacing my love of like vodka sodas and beer with this drink, Poppy. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it. I don't think I've had one yet. But listen, I love the story behind it.
Yeah, it's so delicious. You know, it was a couple of years ago, like the big fad was like apple cider vinegar was like all the rage and it's like so good for you, which I truly believe it is. And so
it is, for sure. Totally it is, yeah.
These drinks, Poppy, they incorporate apple cider vinegar and it's not like it doesn't taste like vinegar at all. It tastes absolutely delicious. Like the one I've got in my hand right now is ginger lime. So I'm excited that we are today on Two Dudes going to be talking to the founder of this company. We're talking to Allison Ellsworth. She'll be joining us. She and her husband, Steven, created the drink Poppy, which is this apple cider vinegar based soda. You might have remember seeing her story on Shark Tank. That's where I originally saw it, but I remember it under a different name. I think they changed it when she sold it to one of the sharks. But anyways, we're going to dive into this massively successful product and how they came up with it and where it's going and how it's going to help me stay sober for the rest of the month. So quick break. When we come back, Allison Ellsworth, the founder of Poppy, here on Two Dudes in a Kitchen.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
All right, welcome back to Two Dudes in the Kitchen. It's now two dudes and one lady, Allison Ellsworth, the founder of Poppy Drinks. How are you, Allison?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I remember seeing, my wife and I are huge Shark Tank fans, and I remember your episode of Shark Tank, but I remember it being called something different than Poppy. Am I wrong about that?
You're absolutely not wrong. Okay. It was a previous name called Mother Beverage, and I will say that branding and name, I'm so thankful it does not exist anymore.
Who came up with the name change?
So, I mean, it was just through the whole process. Like, previous to getting a deal on Shark Tank, it was like farmers markets, and we were more concerned with like putting caps on bottles than like branding. And after we got a deal, our shark, he's known as like the brand father. And so we took 9 months off and we did a full rebrand and named it Poppy.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
I know. I agree. It's a playoff of soda pop. So like a lot of people will be like, why Poppy? And I'm like, well, it's soda pop and it's Poppy. It's cute. It just pops off the shelf.
It poppies off the shelf. I do want to hear about like the Shark Tank experience because that just is so interesting to me. But can we go back to the beginning? Can we hear the genesis of how Poppy started or Mother Beverage? Is that what it was?
Yeah, no. So it was interesting. So previous to this, I did something completely opposite. I worked in oil and gas research and everyone's like, how did you make that leap? But I was traveling and I'm sure you guys, as anyone knows, when you travel, like you just don't have access to like good food and you're like tired all the time. And I was on the road for almost 7 years, like living in little towns and driving across the US. And I had horrible tummy problems and I just was tired all the time. After going to doctors, they couldn't really like figure anything out. I don't think anything horribly was wrong. So I started Googling all of my symptoms, which were all guilty.
Uh-oh.
We've all done it. I know you guys have done it as well.
WebMD.
Yeah.
It's like Google doctored it up. And I just kept reading about like apple cider vinegar and like the master cleanse and how it could help reset and detox your body. So I gave it a try and I loved the feeling of like the natural like apple cider vinegar with my stomach, but I couldn't stand the taste. Like it wasn't sustainable. I don't know if you guys, have you guys had straight vinegar? Like, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Like a 1 ounce slug of straight apple cider vinegar. Yeah. That's a hard thing to swallow.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard to sustain. Like if you're trying to do like something that's for health and wellness and you like the benefits of it, you're kind of like, I can't see myself doing this like 6 months, even 2 weeks from now. So off to my kitchen, I went. My passion is definitely like cooking and I wanted to create something that was like healthy, but also tasted good, which those two words typically don't go together.
But I do have to say apple cider vinegar, soda water with a squeeze of lime juice is particularly delicious.
Just add a little bit of fruit juice with some organic cane sugar and you got Poppy.
Well, okay, I want to do some ASMR here. Let me turn this up really quickly.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I'm trying the ginger lime. The ginger lime's my favorite one, by the way.
That's like one of the OG ones that I made in my kitchen originally. It was like that and a raspberry rose. And I used like real rose petals and like raspberries. Ooh. And the ginger lime, I used to like infuse the vinegars in my kitchen with like ginger and like real limes. And I used to think we were like a sister to kombucha. Now we're definitely going after big soda. But that ginger lime is like the OG that hasn't changed. And it's also really amazing with tequila.
Mm.
Yeah, I was going to say that I did the whole preamble before you came on about how I'm doing dry February. And so this has been kind of like my savior because
it starts this every month, by the way.
Yeah.
Next is going to be dry March. He gives it a shot.
One of these
months. 1 month at a time.
There you go. He's not a quitter. That's for sure.
If I do it for like a couple days every month, then at the end of the year, it will have been a month. But I was thinking I was having this ginger lime and I was like, this would be so good with tequila, or I like gin and I think it would be really good with gin because I do love like anything ginger with gin. But I can't think that way because I'm doing dry February right now. But I do want to know, like, what are the medical benefits of apple cider vinegar for gut health?
Yeah, so it's interesting because when we first started this, like, I can only like speak to my personal story. And of course, you know, caveat, I am not a doctor, but I do think that it's kind of different for everybody. And I think like there's a lot of like anecdotal evidence to like helping with gut health. And obviously you always say like 70% of your body's immunity stems from your gut. But really what's interesting is it's the acetic acid within apple cider vinegar. A lot of people are like really into the like floaty, like mother stuff. Hence why we called it mother beverage previously. But at the end of the day, I'm one of those people that likes a little bit of balance in my life. So like, I'm like, oh good, I'm drinking this better for you soda, but now I can eat my burger. Like it's a win for me.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Tyler, I don't know if you've heard this, but I've heard this from a bunch of different like sources that like things that are sweet to your mouth are bad for your body. And then things that are like bitter to your mouth are really good for your body. So like, I know that ginger is one of those things. I know that garlic is one of those things. I know that like lime juice, which is super acidic, is one of those things, but they tend to be like really, really good for you. Have you heard that, Tyler?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I think those things to me, when it comes to drinking things that are good for you, I'm a huge kombucha fan. And, you know, I don't really drink a lot. As a matter of fact, like I'm kind of with you, Wells. Like I could go easily go 30 days, if not more, without drinking alcohol. I'm just not a big, you know, like we talked about this a dozen times. Like, if I'm going to drink, it needs to be important, right? Mm-hmm. It needs to feel like, okay, it's going to be a great glass of wine or a great bottle of wine with a friend or a reason to celebrate. I just don't casually drink. But what I do drink a lot of is non-alcoholic beverages. I drink a lot of Pellegrino. I drink a lot of things like Poppy that just kind of feel like you want to drink something that tastes delicious, that you can feel like you're you know, being social with something that's not water necessarily, but it's just not alcohol, you know? And so I think the more you take care of yourself, the more your body's going to give you, you know, a great day. You're going to feel better. You're going to have like a real clear thought. You're going to be more productive. And so that's just the way I kind of balance out sort of an aggressive workload and just trying to take good care of myself. But things like Poppy, I think, are really, really amazing. And that's what's kind of in my fridge right now. You know, things like kombucha, things like Poppy, I love it.
And it, you know, you can always add it to a fancy glass and you feel like you're having a cocktail.
Yeah.
Like
I do that. Yep. I do that all the time. Like if I'm at a cocktail party, like, and I just kind of, you know, it's like I've had a 15-hour day. I've got a 7 a.m. call time tomorrow. Like I'll just say, can I have a non-alcoholic drink with a lime in it so I can feel like I'm walking around? I'm not like a nerd, like having just a glass of water. Because like when the funny thing about it, when you don't have a cocktail, people ask you why you're not drinking.
Exactly.
You get that?
Yeah.
He's
completely sober as well. He like deals with this all the time. People are like, why? And he's like, I'm good. But every time we go out, he's like, I'm so hydrated. Like at the end of the night, he'll have like 6 waters.
He's so hydrated.
Like he's like brings Poppy with him and then he'll like put it in a glass so people just leave him alone.
Right. And this is the thing about it. So like this is why I'll kind of balance it out. Like I'll have like something that kind of looks like a cocktail with a wedge of lime in it. And I'm kind of walking a cocktail party and it looks like I'm having a drink. And it doesn't like, it's not some conversation piece of like, you know, like I have to tell somebody, well, I got to work tomorrow or I'm filming right now or whatever it is. And you just get a chance to kind of look social and have a really tasty drink at the same time.
I saw this thing on TikTok and it's obviously like this younger generation, this Gen Z talking about like, does anybody else think that alcohol is going to be looked at the same way that cigarettes were looked at about 15 years ago, which was, why are we all doing this? This all needs to go. Like alcohol is terrible for you. And now with like the advent of, you know, microdosing and marijuana becoming more legal in more states, people are really going away from alcohol. And I know this because I was asked to be an investor in a like faux alcohol drink. And this was obviously not like your intention to like have this replacement for alcohol. It was more for wellness, but like this is going to be the thing that people are seeing at parties more and more than booze and liquor and wine and stuff. And I think that's genius.
I think what's trending even more so, like, I think it's going to take a long time to get alcohol to the way that people think of cigarettes, you know, but maybe once like my kids are older. But I think what is very popular is the wet lifestyle. It's like, you know, like, it's like, I might go 4 months and then have a drink and then I might go another 4 months. Like we're seeing a lot of that, especially within our community. And it's this like, I'll figure it out, but I didn't have to be so defined, which I actually love. Cause it's like when we put ourselves into those positions where it's like, I am doing this for 30 days and then you failed, you feel like a failure versus like, if I want to drink, I have a glass of champagne with dinner for a celebration, doesn't mean now I've thrown it all out the window. So I think it's a healthier way to deal with a lot of this. And we're seeing like meetups and like forums where it's like, come for the wet meetup, whatever, and bring your Poppy type of vibes, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Yeah, so I just want to jump into this real fast because I think so many people listen to this podcast are kind of in this like prosumer space where they love to cook, they're entrepreneurs, they love the lifestyle space, and they've got a multi-million dollar idea, and they just want to know how to get it across the goal line. Like, what kind of advice would you give somebody if they've got this thing that they're working on when it comes to funding and brand development and trying to get on a shelf? Like, what kind of advice would you give somebody?
Yeah, I think I have two pieces of advice. One is to get online and start sharing your story now. We were like one of the first brands to get on TikTok back in 2019. I did it in a real and authentic way, just telling my story. And our community is what has built Poppy to what it is. You know, I started off posting for 4 or 5 months getting 200 views. Now we have over 2 billion views, right? Like you have to just like start somewhere. And I think people take that for granted in the fact that it's free 99. Like, it's literally free to get online and tell your story. It's such a good place to build community from day one. And then two, I think it's really important that people forget to build a brand and not a product. So, you know, you take like Nike versus ASICS. Like, I want to be Nike. I want an emotional connection with my consumer, a brand that like is asked, you know, that people want to look up to and be like, I don't want to be talking about my, you know, plantar fasciitis and like this niche like health product of like how the shoe works. It's like, no, build, that's the difference of a brand and a product. So I think if you can lean into community and like emotional connection with that community and your brand, that's like already leaps and bounds above 90% of other products.
That's great advice.
What did going on Shark Tank, what did you learn from that? Because I imagine it was a wealth of, you know, business acumen in a very, very short period of time.
Yeah, I think, look, if you're going to go on Shark Tank and really put your heart out, go for the right reason. Like, we needed a deal. I wanted a deal. I wanted a partnership. I think a lot of people go on maybe for a national commercial, but people kind of see through that, right? So for us, it was really eye-opening to when we launched to have a national commercial right out the gate to be a digitally first brand. That's what Poppy is. But also, like, you have to be all in. Like, when I decided to truly do this as a business, like, we take our life savings, we went all in. I was 3 months pregnant. We just bought a house. I quit my job, took my life savings. Like, we like went all in and like from day one. And if we failed and didn't make it, like, at least I knew I tried. Mm-hmm. So, and I think going on Shark Tank, from my kitchen to Shark Tank to retailers nationwide, it's truly the American dream that everyone kind of, it's like, it is attainable if you try and you go all in.
Talk about the process of doing that show, because obviously I work in reality, so I know how you edit a show to make it look like something. But like, do you get multiple shots at like your initial pitch? And like, is it really like an hour of you answering questions to all the sharks and then they cut it down? Like, take me behind the curtain a little bit.
It's 100% a TV show, but it's a beautiful TV show, and that the producers want to see you be successful and get a deal. So like, it's a very closed process throughout the whole thing. It took us about 6 months from trying out to being on. And I was like 9 months pregnant throughout the whole thing. I was like, am I going to get on this show? Like, I'm about to have a baby here. But I do think the producers were wonderful, but you don't find out who your shark is until the night before. So they were trying to match us up with the person that we did get a deal with, Rohan Oza, who's in beverage, but we didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then you do go on set. We got on set like 4 a.m. in the morning or something, but we didn't go on until like 3 the next day. Like, I don't really get that. You know, you're like, let me sleep in so I can be like on point.
They've got call times at 4 o'clock in the morning on that show.
It was crazy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And really? They just want to be like, your trailer. Yeah. We were like one of the first, like, I think it went in waves, but for us, it was 4 a.m.
Tyler doesn't know about this because he's always number one on the call sheet. So he gets to come in late. He just comes in and then they start, by the way.
You should see my call sheet. Like, at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm a night owl, so I could like work through the night. But like the early, I'm like, ooh, I need help. But no, I mean, it was great. They like bring you in and then you're kind of just like waiting around until then. It's like, okay, go. And then you really do go in there and you're in there for an hour and they're yelling at you. But the craziest part is they say, okay, we need you to walk out. You're going to stand on the X and you're going to stand there and smile for 30 seconds as the cameras are like going around you. And so you're about to pitch, you're like sweating, you're all nervous and you're just smiling and they're like talking to you while you're doing this and you're no, you can't respond. So they're almost like catcalling and like, hey mama, hey, look at you. Like, oh, go girl, like type of vibes. And then they just start going in for like an hour. And it's TV. Like, Mr. Wonderful called me an apple cider vinegar roach. Like, that's his thing. He calls everyone roaches. And then he sat back and smiled.
So yeah, it's roach. Like, what does that mean?
He always calls everyone like cockroaches. Like, it's his tagline. I don't
know. Oh my God. Like, okay. Yeah. Is that a term of endearment? I don't get it.
I don't think it's like, it's basically like you're nobody, like you're a cockroach, like your business is so small, it doesn't mean anything, like type of vibe. So it's his way of like getting you, but then he sits back and like winks at you. So it's just him looking hard on TV.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you, even if you get a deal, like unless it makes good TV, it's not going to air. So I did film with three other people that day and I never saw their episodes. So I think that that is truth.
Wow. Let's kind of go through the sugar and caloric intake of the drink, because it's really low calorie for how good it tastes, which is surprising to me. So can you walk us through that?
Yeah. So not only is it low, so it's 25 calories for the entire can, some are less, and then it's 4 to 5 grams sugar, like all clean ingredients. And it really stemmed from like my health problems. And to date, I think we have 10 flavors and 9 of them I still formulated myself. They're like my original recipes. So it's just, it's really simple ingredients. We do have organic cane sugar and we do have stevia. Now, a lot of people have problems with stevia and they don't really, I think it's like an education thing. They think it's not real, or it's like fake or aspartame or anything like that, but it's not. It's an all natural sweetener, but it's like a pinpoint. Like the amount that it's in it is like basically nothing. And I think the balance between the sugar and the stevia is key, because I think some stevia products can be pretty gross, right? Like we've all had those. And then like, I don't love monk fruits. I don't love erythritols or anything like that. But for us, I think it's like one of our core values is 5 grams of sugar or less. So you get a little bit, but you know, right on the edge.
I love that. And there's definitely this aspartame flavor that kind of comes along with a lot of those drinks and stuff. Like I just think tastes off. It tastes synthetic. But if you can really kind of balance out the sugar, what it feels like, you know, it's not, you know, like whatever it's in a Coke. What is that, like 16 grams of sugar, something crazy like that?
Sugar in a can of Coke is 39 grams of sugar.
Isn't that wild? Who would drink that? That's like diabetes. It's crazy. Like, but it's
like up in the 40s. Like it's crazy. It's like,
yuck. But like with just enough to kind of smooth it out, where just it feels a little more balanced from a flavor perspective, I think it's nice. Good touch.
One of the things that I'm kind of surprised about is that I don't really taste any vinegar in this at all. Was it tough to figure out a way to mask it in these, and how do you do it?
Yeah. And it's funny. I think that's been like goal number one. And the reason we added the sugar, it makes a big difference. And then I think if it's warm, you can, you know, it's like one of those things you're like, do I taste it or not? But then like, you don't taste it at all type of vibes. But I think like over the years, look, when I first started the company, I think we had like 3 shots and it was called like rocket fuel. And people were like, do I have to drink this? It was like too much. And now like over the years, we found just enough that has the right amount of vinegar that you get like the health properties, but it's not so overpowering. Because at the end of the day, if we truly are going after big soda and we want to be soda for the next generation, I want to be able to drink 4 of these a day, right? Like, you know, we're low on FODMAP, which is really important for me and my gut health journey.
What does that mean?
So like there's the FODMAP and you can be high, which is like really high fiber, because we do have agave inulin in our product as well. And we're low. So that means that we've really, the easiest way to say is we won't upset your tummy if you drink more than one. We have a competitor who I'm not going to say, but it's really high on the FODMAP. So if you have like 2 of them, you're at 18 grams of fiber and 2 drinks. Like that's like really high and could potentially upset your tummy. So a lot of people like track those things. This is very like in that niche world, but with our consumer and our journey that we want them to go on is we want them to pick up a can of Poppy, be like, oh, this is really cute packaging. We want them to try it and be like, holy crap, this tastes amazing. And then flip it to the back and be like, and it's good for me. Like we lead so much with the health properties, because that's once again goes into that ASICS versus Nike, that niche health versus we're building community and brand.
Yeah, flavor first, right? Packaging flavor first, right? To get them into the lifestyle of like they're a Poppy drinker, right? Like I like Poppy in my house for a lot of reasons, and it happens to be good for you. I think that's the story for sure.
Exactly. More mass as well. Easier for the consumer to try it for the first time. It's not as scary.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the different flavors that you've got, I heard that there's a new one, Wild Berry. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so exciting. We were working on a lot of new innovation this year, and we're excited. We're launching our 16-ounce can which is with wildberry and a few other flavors in all 7-Elevens. It came with an interesting challenge because a 12-ounce can in a convenience store can get lost really easily amongst all of the higher drinks. So we're like, how do we break through in convenience, which is 15,000 locations just in 7-Eleven across the US, which is, you know, Whole Foods is like 350 locations. It's a huge difference. Mm-hmm. So we were like, we got to go 12 ounce. It's more of a male consumer and like a young Gen Z, which Poppy is like a Gen Z brand. So how do we break through? 16 ounce was the way to go. And then Wildberry, which is a blue, is like one of their top selling colors at the store. So we partnered with them, came with the packaging and launched it. And our Wildberry flavor, it's out now.
Well, that's congratulations. Nice. Yeah.
Before we let you go, I was looking at your background, which is very colorful and amazing. But I did notice that I think that there's a robe back there that's kind of famous now.
Yeah. So it's an interesting thing, like through our TikTok community that we've built. And one of my dreams, like as the founder, is to not give away stuff that's like Bella and Canvas and like standard swag items. So we custom make like multiple drops throughout the year. And we did this really fun robe in Christmas of last year that we dropped that was like really amazing. We just dropped a new line of stuff with our Wildberry today. And then we have some cool stuff coming up for Coachella as well.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fun. Nice. Yeah. Like that. That's good. Yeah.
Well, Allison, we want to be respectful of your time, but this has been so interesting to talk to you and get the entire story of Poppy. I love these drinks. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we didn't ask you that you wanted to shout out before we let you go?
No, I think it's great. Like I said, Poppy is on a mission to revolutionize soda for the next generation. So if you're out there still drinking that 39 grams of sugar soda, give Poppy a try.
Yeah.
And also what I really love about this is the mentorship, right? Like the opportunity to take and share your story with so many people, because everybody's walking around with a multi-million dollar idea and they just need a pathway to figure out how to make it happen. And that's what I like about the storyline, right? There's so many great lessons to be learned and all this stuff that literally anybody with a good idea can go pull it off. And don't give up, right? Make sure you're making the right steps, ask the right questions, and believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, mom of three. Started the company pregnant, Shark Tank 9 months pregnant, just had a baby last year. You can do it all. We're the number one selling soda on Amazon and the fastest growing beverage in the nation. And I did it all from my kitchen. So like I said earlier, it really is the American dream. And I do hope that just me telling the story on here, to your point, can motivate people to just do it.
If you want to get yourself some Poppy, I guess you can go to 7-Eleven, but you can also go to drinkpoppy.com, right?
Yep, Drink Poppy, and of course, Target, Walmart, Whole Foods across
the country. And if they want to follow you on TikTok and Instagram, what's the handle?
At Drink Poppy.
Allison, thank you so much for coming on Two Dudes in the Kitchen. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Cheers. Wish me luck on my sober February.
Good luck. We're going to send you some more Poppy to get you through it.
Yeah. Okay.
Please, here we go.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. That was awesome. That's such a cool story. I want to go on Shark Tank. I see the $1 million idea. Do you have any of those for me?
You know, I got a ton. And so to me, I've started, I started a baby food company called Sprout, which we sold maybe 10 years ago or so. And I've put a lot of products in packaging and gotten that package on the shelf. And so I think I'm pretty good at it. If you ever have a good idea, especially around the bar space, if you want to come up with good mixers or refrigerator cocktails you can kind of put in the door, like, let me know. And then we can kind of figure out how to put those things together. I think it could be kind of fun.
Yes. Let's make millions of dollars.
Yeah. Why not?
Like Allison Ellsworth. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Guys, thanks for listening. Keep your questions coming in. If you want to send us some audio messages or videos, we'd love that as well. If you see a new trend on the web, we'd love to know about it. And then we'd love to critique it or make fun of the people that are doing those weird trends. So DM us at Two Dudes in the Kitchen on Instagram. We're also on, I saw, TikTok as well, which is very cool. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll be back next week with two new episodes of Two Dudes in the Kitchen. See you, Tyler.
See you, bye.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Two Dudes in a Kitchen. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars.
We'll take that. And we'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.